I'm going to take the prerogative of the chair and move up for council consideration. Item number 1496.
Rename the Portland Fire and Rescue Bureau Station 21, the Commissioner Randy Leonard Fire and Rescue Station 21.
Well, whereas Commissioner Randy Leonard, who was born and raised in Northeast Portland, has been in public service for 35 years, which is amazing because he tells me he's only 42. Whereas Commissioner Randy Leonard served 25 years in the Portland Fire Bureau as a firefighter, fire inspector, and fire lieutenant. And whereas Commissioner Randy Leonard served 9 years in the state legislature, and he has served the last 10 years as Portland City Commissioner. And whereas in 2009, Mayor Adams assigned Commissioner Randy Leonard the Fire Bureau, and Commissioner Randy Leonard has spent the last 4 years proudly serving as the city's very effective fire commissioner. And whereas over the years, Commissioner Randy Leonard has championed countless policies and legislation at both the state and local levels aimed at fire safety, all of which have served to make the citizens of Oregon and Portland safer. And whereas in Portland, perhaps his most enduring legacy is the voter-approved $72 million fire safety bond. And in 2010, under Commissioner Randy Leonard's leadership, the City of Portland passed the fire safety bond to fund fire apparatus, digital radio, and new fire station to replace the aging station at the foot of the east side of the Hawthorne Bridge. And whereas Commissioner Randy Leonard's commitment to public safety has truly earned him the title as Public Safety Commissioner, and whereas the City of Portland wishes to mark the occasion of Commissioner Randy Leonard's retirement from his many years of dedicated, enthusiastic public service, now therefore be it resolved that the Portland City Council renames Station 21 at the east end of the Hawthorne Bridge as Commissioner Randy Leonard Fire and Rescue Station 21 and directs the Bureau of Fire and Rescue to appropriately sign that station. Congratulations. This is from every single, the resolution is co-signed by every single person on the City Council, but it wouldn't be right to not show the great station, a rose neon sign. This is all in neon. That's a neon hat and a neon axe and... I really think this station, with this kind of blitz bling, is really going to stand out. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And, of course, before the Oregonian writes the story about illegal signs, we're just kidding about that part.
I was just checking the resolution.
I could
pass
your organs.
Yeah. That part we're kidding because Commissioner
rules, yes.
Randy Leonard is also known for his great sense of humor. So with that, anyone wish to come up and testify? We didn't ask anyone to testify.
We have two people signed up.
Great.
Joe Walsh and Lightning.
My name is Joe Walsh, and I object to this celebration. But since Commissioner Leonard has served the city, I have an alternative idea. Instead of naming a fire department after him, there is a restroom right across the street in the park. It has water in it. And it kind of goes with screwing up the water department. I know you guys want to say goodbye, and so do I. Thank you.
Lightning?
Yes, my name is Lightning. I don't believe that you should have your name on a fire department, on a building. I really don't. I think since you've served, you've used rules and regulations. You've singled out business owners. You've tried to squeeze the lifeblood out of their business. And I think when you leave City Hall, you will be hit with numerous lawsuits down the line for your conduct. And I don't think tying you into the fire department is good. You're going to be leaving, and you should just leave. I think your legacy is going to be the Portland Lou's. I think the Commissioner Randy Leonard Lou has a nice ring to it. And I think you should double think when you're using rules and regulations, singling out property owners, trying to shut their businesses down because maybe you don't like them. Inappropriate. You should be sued for that. Every business owner out there should come back and sue you. So I recommend your name be placed throughout the city on the Portland Lou's, something we can truly remember you by and what you truly represent, the restrooms. Thank you.
All right. Carla, can you please call the vote on resolution 1496?
Leonard?
Well, somebody asked me once if my ego was big serving on the city council, and I said, well, there's a lot of balance to the good things that you do and fight for, and you not for long think too highly of yourself, as was demonstrated here today. So this is really quite an honor, Sam. Thank you and colleagues. It's been wonderful serving with each of you. To my brothers and sisters in the Portland Fire Bureau, I so admire the work you do, and it's been a pleasure representing you in different venues for 35 years, and I'm proud of that. So this is a very humbling experience. Thank you all very much. Aye.
Fritz.
Commissioner Leonard, it has been an honor to serve with you over the past 4 years. And to be clear, the resolution states appropriately sign the station.
Yes.
So I'm sure we'll have further discussions on that. But when
the
I was.
Leon is much too small.
Yeah.
I was recently asked about the sign on the facility in the waterfront park, and was kind of surprised because that seems like a long time ago that we had those discussions, and indeed the Portland, Oregon sign, which you were also instrumental in getting preserved and changed with historic review, is another legacy. So I'm surprised that's not on the depiction. So we'll have further conversations about that. I believe that the Portland Lou's are part of your enduring legacy, and you have been very upfront in advocating for people who don't have a place to go to the bathroom and providing what is now being marketed worldwide. And so I know that you are very proud of that.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that you have drawn attention to that and made sure that the basic needs are taken care of, as well as some of the things that are added extras which can enhance our community. So thank you for all of your work over the past many years. And I'm very pleased to vote aye.
Fish?
Randy started his public service as a firefighter and is now concluding his formal elected public service with the naming of a building, and I think there's a beautiful symmetry to that. And I thank you, Sam, for taking the lead on this. I think this is a beautiful tribute. There have been some lively discussions behind the scenes about appropriate ways to mark his service. I think Joe let the cat out of the bag on the bathroom idea. I seem to recall that Ty put the kibosh on that. There were some friends of yours at PSU that thought an appropriate way to recognize your service would be to put your name at the archives, because that really was one of your passions, and that both that building and the new city archives would not have happened without a creative financing approach that you champion. I suppose we could also just have taken one of the warthogs and put your name on it and called it a day. It probably would have saved some money. I just want to say thank you, Randy, for your service. And I've been reflecting on your departure, and it seems to me there's two accounts that we keep in our lives. One is the things that we do, and the second is the person that we are. And I think it's fair to say that through the kinds of issues that you've taken on, you've generated more controversy innately than anyone else, because you've also taken on the toughest subjects. And the toughest issues generate the most controversy. We'll give it some time for people to assess the record. Everyone's going to have their opinion on that. 10 people will have 20 opinions. And we'll leave that to the former auditor and her future book on update to the City of Portland history to where you stand in that record. But I want to just say a word about Randy Leonard, the person, because I met Randy Leonard, the person, when I had the good fortune of being in a campaign where he was one of my opponents. I would not say that's the best way to be introduced to Randy, but it certainly opened my eyes. And it was an amazing thing that through that campaign we became friends, and then that friendship built over time. And I think that says a lot about Randy, because it was a hard-fought campaign. I was certainly not a significant player in that campaign, but that's how we met each other and became friends. And one of the features that he taught me is that we should never personalize our disagreements, and we should never question each other's motives. Now, that is a rule more honored in the breach than the observance in politics. But I think about it all the time, and particularly when my blood pressure is going through the roof and I'm getting ticked off at a colleague or a cause. And I think about those words, never personalize a disagreement and never question someone's motives. And I think we know where the path leads when you start doing that. Our system is not sustainable if you do that in the first instance. We cannot have a civil society if we do that every time we have a disagreement. And we are so much better than we act in the public forum these days. We are so much better than is portrayed. And so I reflect on the fact that some of the fiercest disagreements Randy and I have had have ended with us going out to Pal's Shanty and having dinner and talking about what really matters, which is our kids and our spouses and our personal lives. And that leads me to one final thought. Randy has his supporters and his detractors. But I would argue that any true measure of this man must take into account how he dealt with a tragedy that none of us can ever imagine. And few people could go through something that Randy has done with a quiet dignity and grace, never seeking any special treatment. And for those of us who've been through this with him and have seen him continue on despite a heavy heart, I would say that is the greatest measure of the man and one of the reasons that I will miss him greatly. Thanks again for all you've done for our community, and I'm honored to cast an aye vote.
Saltzman?
So I'm very pleased to support this renaming, or I should say naming of Fire Station 21 in honor of Randy Leonard. Randy and I first met. Really, I think we'd kind of known about each other, but we didn't really first interact with each other until I was on the Multnomah County Commission back in the mid-1990s. And Senator Frank Roberts passed away in office. And as is typical for appointing vacant seats when they become vacant unexpectedly, the Multnomah County Commission makes the appointment. And Randy was one of three finalists for the position to fill the remainder of Senator Roberts' term in the state Senate. And, you know, all I'd heard about Randy was, you know, this firefighter union boss, really big, abrasive, bull of a man, you know.
Bull of a man.
Brash, you know, watch out for him, you know. All he's got at heart is the firefighters' interests and nobody else. I mean, this is all kind of the stuff I was hearing. And, of course, you know, I met with Randy, and I met with each of the other two candidates, too. And the thing that I was really impressed with how, you know, the sort of the image was not really consistent with the man I was talking with. And what really impressed me was his commitment to education. And I was very, and he's had that passion ever since. And that led to me being the third vote of on a 3-2 vote to appoint Randy to be to fill out the remainder of that term. So I take credit for starting him in his elected office route. Although many times afterwards, I've always wished I could do a motion to reconsider. A motion to reconsider. How many times have I thought about that through our ensuing career together? But though Randy and I have clashed professionally, I think, as Commissioner Fish just said, it's never been personal. And so I really appreciate that. And I know we are both strong personalities in many respects and have different points of view. And as I said, we have clashed professionally, but it's never been personal. And I've enjoyed the time I've spent with you, and I look forward to seeing what's next for you. I know being a committed grandfather is one of those things, and probably the most paramount one, right after, well, maybe up there with finding a new home. But anyway, it's been a real pleasure to serve with you, and this is a very appropriate honor.
Thank you, Dan.
Aye.
Adams?
Well, I also just want to make note of the other issues that Randy has been instrumental, a leader on, not as well known, the Lentz Town Center, a long-delayed wish of the Lentz neighborhood, key in getting that built when I was a city commissioner, and you were in your second term on council. Police reforms. You've been an early advocate of police reform and a champion for that. The service coordination team, where, as Commissioner Fish said, you took on a very difficult issue that really filled a breach between the city and the county services. And you see the graduates that come before us, people that have been homeless and mentally suffering from mental illness and addiction for decades, whose lives have been turned around because of your work on the service coordination team. Before Commissioner Saltzman had permits, you did permit reform with the city, and very tough, very unsexy, secure water. I think that time will show the wisdom of your decision with climate change that this city will leave with, you will leave the city with plans in place for much more secure water, making Portland more family-friendly with the Timbers. Boy, that was a tough project. Sitting in negotiating meetings with Randy is like watching a skilled surgeon of negotiations. I learned a lot. Biofuels from Oregon farmers. Just the other day, a significant ADU reforms on permitting an ADU. So I could go on, but those are just a few things. And you've been a great friend, and the folks on the colleagues on council that said the disagreement, you can disagree and not do it personally. Truer words were never spoken. So I'm very pleased, and just because you have your name on a fire station doesn't mean you can, like, boss them around for the rest of their lives and say, you're in my fire station. But I think this particular fire station is also really important because of your work to invigorate and reinvigorate the water rescues and water responses from the Portland Fire Bureau, and, again, a living legacy. So this is, I think, the most appropriate. The lose, too, could be, but I think this is more appropriate. So thank you. Aye. Congratulations. Can you please read the title for...
You can go now.
Yeah.
You can go now. Rita.
You can go now.
No. We've got some close votes coming up here.
Yeah. That's right. Can you please read the title for report item number 1474?
accept report and testimony on career and technical education and the Emerging Business Leaders Program.
All right. Could I have the appropriate people come forward? This is going to be a short presentation. It's before the City Council to make sure that the three folks that will be staying here to encourage them to continue the work on this effort. This is our economic development strategy that's being infused into the high schools and being connected with our business community. So I'm very pleased to have this come before the City Council so that we can make sure that it, as a starting point, continues. Would you like to begin?
I would love to. Thank you so much for having us here today. My name is Heather Ficht, and I'm the Director of Youth Workforce Investments for Work Systems, Inc. And I'm joined by two local business leaders, as well as the principal from Benson Polytech, who we'll introduce in just a moment. This is a report out, but it's also really an appreciation for the leadership of Mayor Adams and the partnership that's been developed with the city, Portland Public Schools, Work Systems, and Portland Workforce Alliance to develop the Emerging Business Leaders Program that's really about developing our homegrown talent pipeline and creating career exploration opportunities for young people. And really today, our business leaders and our Portland Public Schools principal here are here to talk about from their perspective why this is important work and why it's important that we're really preparing young people for careers in Portland. So I think that Carol Campbell is going to start us off. She is the principal of Benson Polytech.
Welcome.
Thank you, Mayor Adams and members of the council. I'm really glad to have the opportunity to express gratitude and hope for the future in the work that Mayor Adams has started with the Portland Public School District. Obviously, at Benson, we've forged partnerships all the time and are always looking for opportunities for students to get into the workplace and to investigate their career options. But last year, when the mayor and people from his office approached us and asked us about ways that the city could help forge these new partnerships, we were able to right away get involved with even more businesses than we were involved with before and learn about some new and upcoming businesses that are really attractive to high school students. We definitely access the Mayor Speakers Bureau. We've done that for 2 years, and that has gotten people interested in thinking about working with high school students. 16, 17-year-olds aren't always the most sought-after people to work with by business owners, but the mayor has definitely opened, this program has opened doors for us that were not open before. On September 25th, I attended the mayor's BizConnect kickoff. This is an example of what just planning an event like this can do for a school. There were several business owners there, many I had never met or heard of before. This was at Vestas in Northwest Portland. At that event, I connected with several business owners, and we traded business cards. And then I worked with Kevin Jeans Gale and the Portland Workforce Alliance, and we invited these business owners to Benson for two different visits. And out of that, over 20-plus businesses came, toured the school, met our students, and we are in conversation with many of them about anything from donating time and materials to apprenticeships for our students. And we've also been invited to their businesses as well, which has, again, opened doors for us that were not possible before. I just want to say that I hope the new mayor and the council will continue this work, not just for Benson, but for all of Portland Public High Schools. This kind of work connecting school education to career is truly important, and we need that partnership to continue. So I really appreciate the work that's been done so far, and thank you on behalf of Benson and Portland Public Schools.
Thanks for your great leadership. You're reinvigorating Benson, and you can see it in the faces of the students, and hopefully this will be a tool that will continue to help you in your efforts on that path. So thank you.
Thank you.
So J.R. Gustafson is here on behalf of Nike, and he's also on the board of Portland Workforce Alliance.
Good morning.
Can you push that? That one you have to push a button on.
There you go. That button?
Please.
Good morning. My name is J.R. Gustafson. I am here on behalf of the Portland Workforce Alliance. We've prepared a packet of some information that highlights some of the work we do, and also it pitches the expo that we're going to sponsor in March. The Portland Workforce Alliance is a nonprofit organization. We work with business, industry, and education to promote and present programs that offer career-related experiences to high school students. All of the work informs students about career opportunities and the skills that they will need to be successful in a variety of jobs. The mission of the Portland Workforce Alliance is to motivate students to stay in school and to encourage them to understand the skills that they will need to be successful in their jobs. We'd like to thank Commissioner Dan Saltzman for his early support that helped launch this program, the Portland Workforce Alliance, in 2005. Thank you. Last school year, we engaged over 5,300 students in career-related work experiences hosted by a number of the region's very best and biggest employers. The work continues. This year, Oregon Health Sciences University has hosted over 160 students at three different career days. Students visited the campus and interacted with medical professionals to learn about careers in healthcare. One of the sophomores who attended that event from Franklin High School, David Polito, had this to say: "The experience has made a great impact in my life. I was undecided before, but now I know that I want to help people, and I know the skills and strengths that I need to work in the healthcare industry." Another program that will be in its seventh year this year is the ACE Mentor Program. The ACE Mentor Program engages students, and it will work with about 100 students this year. They will develop project teams and work with volunteer professionals from architecture, construction, and engineering, and the project teams will actually design a building. Project starts in May and ends in May with a presentation of their final building design. The ACE Mentor Program also offers scholarships to deserving students that participate. Next month, the Portland Parks and Recreation Bureau will host a number of students from various junior and senior high schools at a career day at the Matt Dishman Community Center. The students will engage with the professionals there and learn about the working of one of the best park systems in the country. On March 19th, the Portland Workforce Alliance will sponsor the Northwest Youth Career Expo. This expo will have exhibitors from about 100 different industries and businesses, and we will work with over 4,000 students there who will attend at the Oregon Convention Center. Great thanks to the Portland Development Commission for their strong support and sponsorship of the expo. I also want to thank the following Portland bureaus: Fire, Police, Parks, Environmental Services, and the Water Bureau for participating last year, and I encourage all of the city bureaus to attend and participate this year on March 19th. Before the expo, PWA will host a breakfast. This breakfast celebrates the successes that motivate students that attend. This year, I'm pleased to announce that Governor John Kitzhaber and Dr. Rudy Crewe will be our guest speakers at the breakfast, and I invite the mayor and all of the city council members to please attend on March 19th. Mayor Adams, on behalf of Portland Workforce Alliance, I want to thank you for your leadership and commitment to this work. And thank you for this opportunity to encourage the council to continue this great work going forward.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And then we have Karen Lilly from KGW, who is also a board member at Work Systems, Inc., and she participates through a BizConnect program, which is an online data system that connects students with business volunteers. Karen, you want to talk about your business perspective?
Thank you so much for allowing me to be here today. KGW is a very strong supporter of these programs that allow businesses to connect to the local schools. We've been participating for many years. I was approached by someone from in the BizConnect program asking us to participate. It makes it very easy for schools to reach out to us and to ask us for such things as mock interviews or speakers or tours or job shadows for, we've taken on some high school students in as a job shadow in our newsroom, which you probably have experienced the sight of our reporters, so you can imagine what kind of an environment they get to work in that scenario. I very much believe that this is a beneficial program. I've been out to Last spring, I probably was at 15 to 17 high schools going far away as Dallas, Oregon, to help support these programs with the career coordinators, reviewing these resumes of sophomores, which you can imagine doesn't have a lot of experience. But they often, are very scared as they're coming in to participate in these mock interviews, and they leave with a lot more confidence than what they started, and I think some practical knowledge of what to expect. The job market, as we all know, is a very difficult place to enter right now. So the more that we can offer these opportunities to students and prepare them for what they might have expected in the community, to interview well, to stand up above the rest of, someone else that may also be applying for that same job, is going to give them more of an opportunity. BizConnect has been very, very easy for me to work with the various career coordinators at the schools and participate in that career learning experience. When in high school, I was fortunate enough to also have a career type program in my high school, and through my career coordinator was able to get my first job in the loan department of a bank, which not only gave me the opportunity to learn about office skills, but just the protocol of working in that kind of an environment and dealing with clients and customers. So there's a lot of skills that come out of this liaison between the school environment and a business environment. And in closing, I want to, with Mayor Adams' summer program, we also participated in several of those tours during those youth programs that we have each summer. I was out at Reynolds High School, where I had conducted some mock interviews last spring, and then was back for a career fair this fall. A couple of the students, there were four students that came up and said, you gave me my mock interview, and were very comfortable in having that communication and talking about that process and networking with me after that experience. But in addition, two of the youth are now juniors who were ninth graders during the youth program, who said, I remember you gave us the tour at KGW. So it's opening those doors. It's opening those opportunities and developing that comfort level that we all have. And, we still, in the business world or the government, have advisors and facilitators that help us every day to make the best decisions, and that's what the Business Connect program can do for the schools. Thank you.
Thank you all very much, and keep going. Onward. Has anyone signed up to testify? Does anyone wish to testify on this matter? All right. Carly, can you please call the vote on the... Or I entertain a motion to accept the report.
Move.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Carla, can you please call the vote on the motion to accept the report?
Leonard?
This is a great program, Sam. You've done wonderful work with this. Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for coming in today to talk about the program and explain it to folks. This is one of the reasons I believe that we have improved the graduation rate in Portland Public Schools, showing young people what it's like to be in the business world and making those connections. I particularly enjoyed the last speaker where young people remember when somebody is kind to them and somebody gives them a hand up instead of a handout. So I very much appreciate this program, Mayor Adams. Aye.
Fish.
Congratulations. And I think you said, Mayor, this presentation was for the benefit of the three folks who will be on the council next year. So duly noted. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you, Mayor Adams, and thank you for all the work the Workforce Alliance is doing. At one time I was one of those young people who somebody took the time to give me an interview or give me a summer job, and I never forget those opportunities, and that's one reason why I bend over backwards now to do the same thing for young people, give them interviews, opportunities. There's so many good jobs out there, good paying jobs in the skilled trades that we are screaming to find people to fill these jobs. And the Workforce Alliance, with its career day and everything else, is exposing young people to these great career path opportunities, family wage jobs. And we have our work cut out for us, but the opportunities are there. And I know with the great people like Kevin Jeans Gale and everybody else that we're going to continue to be successful. So thank you for this report. Aye.
Adams.
Well, I want to thank Khalid Ladd, Todd Diskin, Reese Lord, Samir Rod, Omar Carrillo, and Maggie Williams, and all the VISTA and AmeriCorps volunteers in the the mayor's education group, in addition to WSI, which is the most important, least known organization when it comes to helping youth get employment, helping those that are recently unemployed, and helping those that are chronically underemployed or chronically unemployed. Also to Kevin and his team, on whose shoulders we stand on these issues, and the board. So very pleased to vote aye. Thank you. All right, can you please read the title for resolution item number 1475?
Declare the city of Utrecht of the Kingdom of the Netherlands as an official friendship city.
So for the remainder of this item, we will be speaking in...
In Dutch.
Dutch, yes. So... just trust me, council. Trust me. This is all good. This is all good.
It's a pretty language.
It is.
All in Dutch.
So I'm just going to be very quick in my introduction. I'm very pleased to bring this forward because if you're not familiar with the similarities and the opportunities for these two, us and Utrecht, to inspire each other, it's also important because we have so few sister cities in Europe. And this would be a great addition to our sister cities around the globe. So with that, I'll introduce Director Noah Siegel of the Office of International Relations.
Thank you very much, Mayor Adams and Commissioners. I'm just going to speak very briefly and then let our panelists explain a little bit more. But our charge in the Office of International Affairs over the last 4 years has been to make Portland a true global city. So we have, of course, our nine sister cities that you're all, I'm sure, familiar with, but we've also pursued strategic partnerships with cities around trade, sustainability, and other global issues where Portland is a leader, places like Hong Kong and cities in China. And one of those cities that really jumped out at us was Utrecht in the Netherlands. They were recently here with a large delegation for our eco-district summit. There are a lot of ties, as Mayor Adams was saying. I should say that I get approached probably once a week by somebody in Portland saying, we need a sister city in India, we need a sister city in Malaysia, we need a sister city in Brazil, and they're all very compelling reasons. But, you know, as you know, the sister city associations are volunteer-driven. They depend very much on the time and commitment of Portlanders. So I always say, go out and show me that you have a strong contingent of Portland citizens behind this, and then we can move it forward. And most of them go away, and I don't hear from them again. In the case of Utrecht, please raise your hand if you're here today to support the Utrecht sisters. So we have a very strong support from Portlanders. We also have letters in your packets of support from the city of Utrecht and from the Consulate General in San Francisco. So this really is... an initiative that's broadly supported on all sides, and I think it carries a lot of promise for the city of Portland. And my colleagues here are the ones who can tell you why that is most effectively. So, Greg, maybe you can start us off.
Sure. My name is Greg Raisman. I work for the Portland Bureau of Transportation, but I love the city of Portland and live here. And in 2007, my wife Beth and I took a vacation to Europe and had heard Utrecht was a nice place to see, and so we stopped in, and oh my gosh, it felt like home right away. There were people that felt like us. There were neighborhoods that felt like places where we live. They have residential areas built in the 1970s that look somewhat like Portland. They have a creative community and culture, coffee, chocolate, beer. I mean, it just felt like home. And so in 2009, I went back to Europe to participate in a conference that Mayor Adams also participated in the European Parliament in Brussels, and afterwards took a week of vacation time to do a study tour about residential traffic calming, because it's my passion, and spent some time in Utrecht and had meetings with about 20 different staff from four different agencies, had dinner in people's homes, took bike rides. And the result of that was that we started to talk about how our communities can learn from each other about transportation. You can see in this picture actually on the right is right outside Bridal Mile Elementary, where we took the idea from the picture on the left from Utrecht to help solve a school safety problem. So we started a transportation knowledge sharing agreement in 2009 based on safe routes to school, bicycle transportation. It's had a major effect on our neighborhood greenways system. They're actually building a light rail system based on MACs. Our community building work, particularly our painted intersections, is something they're interested in. Enforcement programs. We really had a good, robust sharing happening. You can see in this picture where Rude Dietwig and Ton Doggers from Utrecht are in Portland with Andy Clark from the League of American Bicyclists. They were here for the National Safe Routes to School Conference. Another person came and spoke for Railvolution. It's really been robust. And so about a year and a half ago or so now, the Consul General for the Netherlands heard about this and recommended to Mayor Adams and NOAA that we broaden this relationship. And it just made a lot of sense. And so we started to build a partnership. When you look at our cities, we're very common. You just see these pictures. They kind of look like similar places. I won't go through this information, but it's true that so this relationship that we have in coalition, transportation, tourism, business, academia, culture, arts. Utrecht just was named a center for equity and human rights and justice for the whole European Union. And with our Portland plan being so focused on equity, it's also a really wonderful bridge. We have a lot of Dutch residents in Portland that are active. So you can see that this is something real and robust, we're really excited that we're going to have a European sister city, we're going to have a Dutch sister city, and it's going to help both of our communities in really real ways. Now, as a side, I can't pass up this opportunity as a resident to say thank you to Mayor Adams and Commissioner Leonard. Mayor Adams, as a person that's had too close of a front row seat to someone dying close to me, your focus on traffic safety and livability is going to make the place I live better for a long time to come, and I really appreciate it. And Commissioner Leonard, after hearing those guys, the one thing I'd say is that when there's an important thing happening in Portland, it's always a relief to read in the paper that you're there fighting for us. Wonderful to have you serve our community, and thank you for all your dedication. So thanks for supporting our efforts, and we're looking forward to a strong relationship to come.
Thanks, Greg. We're honored to have with us Hans van Alebeek today, who is the relatively new honorary consul for the Netherlands in Oregon, and also works at Nike, which is not an accident. It drives home the relationship, the economic ties between the Netherlands and Portland, in that they have the European and world headquarters for Nike in both places.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mayor. And thank you, for commissioners, and thank you, NOAA, for that introduction. Also, thank you for when we met last, Mayor, that passionate plea to double the salary of the honorary consul.
Yes. Very generous, aren't I? Very generous.
Which, as some of you may not know, is zero, so you can calculate what double of that is. But it's been a pleasure to be in this role. Really, that role is kind of to facilitate friendship and connections between the Oregon and the Netherlands, both economic, cultural, also personal connections. And so that's what I've been trying to focus on as I've gotten up to speed. And as I got up to speed, I discovered that there was this Portland group that was working on developing a relationship with Utrecht, and Greg talked about that. And while I was in the Netherlands for other business, and I made a trip to the Utrecht city government and met with some of the officials there, and found that group to be very enthusiastic about the idea of building a stronger relationship with Portland. They and I met with the city commissioner there that was responsible for international relations, and they decided to make a visit to Portland, which happened in October around the Eco District Summit, and there was a whole program put together to establish connections between the various officials of the city here and Utrecht. I think that visit was a tremendous success. There were a lot of connections made, ideas exchanged. Some local beers were consumed as well that they were very enthusiastic about. And that led to an initial list of opportunities for both mutual learning and exchange, and included topics such as city governance and policy making, city marketing and international relations, local human rights,
a lot around culture and the whole creative industry that is here, urban living and how to develop that, biking and transit, and Greg talked about that, food, health, and day markets, and then sustainability and, in general, how to approach that. And so a lot of interesting topics that there was both mutual learning possible and an interest to develop that further. And so there's an enthusiasm from Utrecht to continue and build on this connection. They are planning another visit in June with a wider delegation. And from my perspective, there's benefit to both cities from these new ideas that come out of that and the external perspective that is offered by another pair of eyes looking at the same issue. So from my position, I very much support this initiative and will try to help where I can to facilitate it, although it's obviously driven by the volunteers that are making their own connections between the two places. So.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hans. And finally, one of the reasons this is such a great link for Portland is being a global city is a lot about the global connections that we have by air, by ship, by rail, and we have this really critical direct flight through Delta from Portland to the Netherlands to Amsterdam, which is our gateway to Europe, also, of course, to Japan. So we have here Representative David Zilke from the Port of Portland and Harun Ishraq from Delta Airlines to speak to this.
Thank you, Noah. I would like to just acknowledge, Sam, under your leadership and the commission, your ongoing support of recruitment and retention of international air service has really been outstanding over the years, and all of us at the port want to acknowledge that. Nonstop international service stimulates cultural and business connections between cities. I think the nonstop flight that Delta's invested in the market is a great example of that. I think the sister city relationship that's coming out is a great example of that. Nike's continued support of that flight on a regular basis is another example of that. The economic impact alone of the flight, we just had a study commissioned in the last couple weeks that was just completed, and it's over $100 million annually in terms of economic impact of that flight. So anything that we can do as a community to strengthen that and keep that flight sustaining is important. I've been to Utrecht. It's a wonderful place to be, and so I think this is a great idea. And Greg wanted me to know that these Stropel waffles, great cookies, are here for each of the commissioners and the mayor after the meeting today. So thank you.
Depending on the vote, I guess.
Yeah, depending on the vote. After,
we have to behave.
No cookies.
Thank you, Eric.
Well, a key characteristic in any sister city relationship is the ability to have direct service between both cities. And Delta is fortunate enough to provide that service out of Portland to Europe via Amsterdam Schiphol Airport. And it's just a great convenient service for the citizens of Utrecht. Delta Flight 178 departs PDX at 8:30 every morning, 1:30 p.m. every day, arrives at Amsterdam at 1:30 p.m. the next day, and then arrives at 8:30 a.m. and then on the next day, the flight back from Amsterdam to Portland departs at 9:30, and you get back to Portland at 11:30. I mean, this flight has, we've gotten so much passionate support from the PDX community, and we really appreciate that, and Delta honestly thinks that having the sister city relationship between Portland and Utrecht will only enhance that, and we're in full support of it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I want to particularly thank the port and Delta Airlines for that flight. I used to travel to England, my home country, my previous home country, via Seattle, and used to get British Airways to try to touch up my accent on the way home, but it's now a lost cause. But the direct flight to Amsterdam is wonderful. I can then get a direct flight to my hometown in England. And when I came back this August after my niece's wedding, there were half the plane was full of Dutch citizens coming to run in the Hoogte Coast. Mm-hmm. And so it was, again, the Nike connection. And very much I can totally see why that helps our economic environment here in Portland to have that connection. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And what was that flight number again?
Yeah.
178.
178.
Departs Portland. And flight 179 departs Amsterdam back to Portland.
I care less about that. I'm gone. Thank you.
Short timer.
Yeah.
Thank you all very much. Has anyone signed up to testify?
I think that's all who signed up.
Great. Can you please call the vote?
Leonard?
This is wonderful, and I will add it to my list of places to visit. Aye.
Fritz?
I missed my opportunity to ask a question. If you could just nod or shake your head. Is a sister city the same as a friendship city?
According to city ordinance, it's than nodding, but it's a first step. A year from now, we revisit formalizing sister city.
Thank you for the clarification. I'm very happy to support this. This is a wonderful city in the country of the Netherlands, and important for us to recognize that it's not just for fun and not just for friendship ties. It's a big economic development asset to our community as well as to the city of Utrecht. So thank you all for your work on this. Aye.
Fish?
I look forward to joining you on the first official trip.
Yeah.
on this new council, I may be the only person with direct Dutch descendants.
And that's right.
Each of my children and me and all of my siblings carry Dutch names. So it's time that and I've never actually been to the Netherlands, I'm ashamed to say. So perhaps we can find an excuse for me to join you on one of these outings. But
we'll make it worth your while.
Congratulations and thank you. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I'm very pleased to support this friendship with Utrecht. And it's a real honor. I think, you know, the Dutch are throughout history have been the kings of commerce. And it's great having this good relationship, which benefits not only our commerce with Europe, with the Netherlands, with the city of Portland, but also the tourism aspects and just the friendship. And I know, like Noah says, there's everybody in the world comes up with a great city somewhere they want to be a sister city relationship with. But, you know, fortunately, we have some high bars to meet. And as Noah said, a lot of them don't meet it. You're on your way to meeting it. And this is great. I want to thank Greg, you know, thank the port, thank the council general, especially thank Delta Airlines for maintaining nonstop service to Amsterdam and also to Tokyo. It's so essential to our city and our region and our state. So thank you all, and thanks, Noah. Aye.
I think this is great. First step towards full sister city status. I had the opportunity to visit this city, as Greg mentioned, and I'm very excited at the prospects of cross-national learning, both the successes and learning from the mistakes. So. This is great. I also want to take this opportunity to thank Chad Stover, who's in the Office of Office of International Relations, and also to underscore my thanks to you, Noah Siegel, for your great work. Not only in keeping our cultural ties strong and robust with all the sister cities, but mapping out those strategic cities, new sister cities in some cases, and others are economic sister cities now. And most importantly, being the reason that we were chosen by the Brookings Institution, one of four cities for the Export Initiative, and the first American city through that effort to actually have council approved and now funded and up and running at Greater Portland, Inc. Export strategy. Our goal is to double our exports in the next 4 years.
Five
years. And this effort will help us make that happen. So thank you. Aye. Thank you all very much.